But Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, and I guess lost in the news of the hurricane and what's going on in D.C., is North Korea and the fact that they continue to set off what we believe to be hydrogen bombs, and they have ballistic missiles, and it's becoming a bigger problem. And China, we don't want a trade war with China, but I don't quite know what our options would be. Let's start there with Congressman Adam Kinzinger, returning guest to WDLS. Congressman, how about the latest on North Korea? What's the talk in D.C. about trying to rein him in?
Well, let me just, can I first off say on your previous subject, like, it's very interesting to me, had Paul Ryan cut a deal with the Democrats, people would be going crazy.
Oh.
The president cuts a deal with the Democrats, they say it's just because he needs to work with them instead of the Republicans. That's, I don't know. Anyway.
It seemed, it was really odd yesterday, though. I heard that the press, not conference, but he did a little audio press conference with the reporters on Air Force One, and I was listening to it as it was happening, or shortly thereafter, and the president said, I'm going to go for a 3-month extension, debt ceiling, and because Nancy and Chuck and I all worked it out, and I thought, wow, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, they were in that meeting as well. You've just taken away all of their leverage. What are the Republicans saying about that this morning?
Well, look, we're kind of surprised by it. I mean, to be honest with you, I think they're, yeah, obviously, and to some extent, because the Senate's holding to their 60-vote rule with getting anything passed, you're going to have some version of compromise. But I think for the president to have literally just let it go, and I'll probably vote for it. I mean, it's not necessarily a terrible deal. It just kind of kicks a can down the road a little bit. But it was surprising that, you know, we had a plan to go forward to have some version of leverage, and it's gone. I just think it's interesting because had Paul Ryan made that 3-month deal, everybody on TV would be saying, you know, Paul Ryan's a rhino, he's sold out, et cetera. When the president makes it, it's because the Republicans in Congress are terrible and he can't rely on anybody else. So I don't know. But it of itself is not necessarily a terrible deal.
Interesting times we live in. Adam Kinzinger is here, the Republican Congressman. All right, let's get your thoughts on North Korea becoming a bigger problem. It seems like each and every day, if not week. What are we going to do?
So I think we have to make it very clear. Anytime you watch TV, you see these talking heads come on and say there's no military option. We need to be clear. There is a military option. It's messy, but there's a military option. This North Korea getting nuclear weapons is a doomsday scenario, which is exactly why you have a military presence in places. That's not to say that we want to lean towards the use of the military, et cetera. What it is saying, though, is when you have a credible military option, that backs diplomacy. Diplomacy doesn't work. It's the whole point of, you know, speak softly and carry a big stick. The big stick means that your soft speak can actually have an impact. And so I think there is the reality is there is a military option. I think we need to continue right now with diplomacy. But that diplomacy means we need to get China on board with secondary sanctions to put the Chinese out, the banks that do business here and do business also in China or in North Korea. Those banks are going to have heavy sanctions. You know, any country that uses North Korean labor, which, by the way, happens a lot, they're going to have sanctions on them. And that kind of stuff will begin to turn the screws. Ultimately, we need Russia and China to be on board, though, to get anything done short of military action.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger here with John and Ray. You know, you just mentioned a term, kicking the can down the road. Let's talk about DACA and President Trump just saying, here, Congress, this is for you. How do you think this is going to go?
Well, I don't disagree with what the president did. I believe DACA needs to happen in statute. I think that, you know, people that know no other country but this one, that'll put their hand on their heart, pledge allegiance to the flag, learn English, go to high school, and ultimately are the kind of people we want here anyway. When President Obama did it, you know, he did it by executive action. Executive action should not be make new law, especially when it comes to immigration. That's the role of Congress. So I believe in that. Now, I think the president, in rescinding it, needs to take a very strong approach, though, to say, hey, I want immigration reform. I want DACA put into statute. Here's what it would look like. And I think we can get it done. I'm actually pretty optimistic we can get it done if the president's outspoken about it.
Finally, Chicago Bears season begins this weekend. Your thoughts on the Bears? Where will they finish up in the division?
First, of course. No.
I
love the Bears. I've always loved the Bears. I've kind of quit in the prediction season because I try to get – I always get optimistic at the beginning of the year and always get my heart ripped out of me. And so I'm going to try to say, look, they'll be fine this year. And that way, if they're actually really good, I can
– So we put the biscuit in this weekend and just kind of get to the inevitable?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think just throw the game and be like, here we go, we're done.
Hey, one more serious question. Back to Paul Ryan. There's a report in The Hill this morning that Bannon is already interviewing potential speakers when he gets Paul Ryan shoved out the door. Do you believe that? I mean, Bannon, there's that old adage about you'd rather have a guy in a tent going out than outside the tent going in. Bannon can certainly stir the pot from the outside with Breitbart. Does Paul Ryan have something to worry about?
You know, if Paul Ryan can't remain speaker, I mean, this is the guy that was the most conservative member of Congress until they redefined conservatism a few years ago. And if Paul Ryan is not conservative enough to be speaker, then frankly, I think we're lost as a majority. I think he's the best speaker we've had in a very long time.
Thank you, Congressman. Much appreciated, sir.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Take care. That's Congressman Adam Kinzinger joining us here on WDLS.
We had a very good meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We agreed to a three-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred, very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling automatically because of the importance of it.